Next on Annenberg Radio News.
Supporting our troops means taking them out of this war and bringing them home.
The LA City Council votes to support a troop withdrawal in Iraq. Good afternoon and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, October 16th. I'm Jennifer Chapsky. The Los Angeles City Council approved a resolution today calling for a troop withdrawal in Iraq. Danya Burakoff reports.
A resolution presented by Councilmember Bill Rosendahl urges President Bush to immediately start rapid withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. The L.A. City Council was in favor by a 7-2 vote.
But today, the city of Los Angeles is sending a message loud and clear. End the war in Iraq.
The United States has spent more than $450 billion on the war. Each week of U.S. occupation in Iraq costs the government $2 billion. More than $4.5 billion in tax revenue have been diverted from the city of L.A. to support the war.
This is unconscionable. This war has diverted funds that could be used for important domestic needs that would improve the quality of life for Los Angeles residents.
These include health care, security, transportation, infrastructure, and education. More than 3,500 Americans have died in the war. More than 100 of those were from the L.A. area. Danya Burakoff, Annenberg Radio News.
Traffic is a constant problem in Los Angeles. Bob Grace reports on a new plan to get L.A. moving.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez today announced a $150 million plan to lessen the congestion. It would synchronize thousands of traffic lights in Los Angeles and reduce delays by more than 30,000 hours a year. The plan is funded in part by Proposition 1B that was approved by voters last year. The project will also include the installation of monitoring cameras at 340 more intersections. The work is expected to be completed in 2011. Bob Grace, Annenberg Radio News.
The Los Angeles City Council voted unanimously today to put a 9% telephone tax on the February ballot. If the initiative is passed, it will replace the current 10% tax. A court ruling may potentially eliminate the current tax altogether, and that would leave a huge hole in the city's budget. City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo announced today his office will file criminal charges against 37 unlicensed contractors. He says local property owners have been cheated out of hundreds of thousands of dollars and are often left with damaged property. Delgadillo says his office will relentlessly pursue these unlicensed contractors.
We're not going to allow our homeowners to be bilked out of hard-earned money by con artists who flout the law and cut corners to turn a profit.
Our website, AnnenbergRadio.org, has tips on making sure the contractor you pick is legitimate. September brought bad news for home sales in Southern California. Sales dropped to their lowest level in more than 20 years, and the median home price fell more than 7%. Today in Washington, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said falling home prices are a serious threat to the U.S. economy. He called for aggressive steps to solve the housing crisis. Police today arrested 34 members of a violent Hispanic street gang that targeted African Americans. Most of the suspects arrested in today's sweep are believed to be members of the Florencia 13 gang in South Los Angeles. The gang is controlled by the Mexican Mafia. The arrests were made after a three-year investigation by both federal and local law enforcement. Negotiations between the Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers took a turn today in Encino. As Ellie Wong reports, the Alliance took a contentious proposal off the table.
With the possibility of a strike less than 2 weeks away, writers have been battling with major studios over proposals that would change the way writers are paid. The studios wanted to revise the residual payment system. That's where writers earn money every time their work is aired. But today, studios and networks withdrew the proposal that has been widely criticized by writers. We caught up with the Guild board member, Howard Rodman, in a Paris taxicab. He explains why the residual system is so important for writers.
As writing careers have peaks and troughs, and it is the money that we receive from the reuse of the materials we've already created that helps get through the lean times.
Alliance President Nick Counter says, now that the proposal is off the negotiation table, he, quote, expects the Writers Guild leadership to get down to business and do what it takes to reach a new labor agreement. The contract between the two parties expires October 31st. Ellie Wong, Annenberg Radio News.
Bundle up tonight. There will be partly cloudy skies with a high of 66 degrees. Tomorrow and Thursday, we will continue to enjoy the beautiful fall Southern California weather with partly cloudy skies and highs in the low 70s. Next up on Annenberg Radio News, home is where the heart is, and soul food made with love means home is just a forkful away. Chicken, poor boy sandwiches, collard greens, and macaroni and cheese, all staples of a soul food meal. But people have different ideas on what gives soul food its soul. Christina Ha talked with a few people at the Taste of Soul Festival this weekend in the Crenshaw District.
All kind of like green leafy vegetables, macaroni and cheese, black-eyed peas, cornbread is a must as well.
And then either like sweet potato pie or dessert. Cobbler for dessert.
Monica Higgins is originally from Ohio. She says soul food takes her back home.
For me, it just makes me think of home, and when I think about home, I think about soul food and vice versa. So, I mean, for me, it has a special meaning because I don't have it, like, often or every day. So it's just, like, it makes me feel good.
Love is a key ingredient in soul food, but Krishna Tabor knows of a few ingredients you can buy at the store to give food some soul.
But if I had some mashed potatoes with soul, that would mean some garlic and salt, pepper, lots of butter, heavy cream, just has a intensity of flavor.
For some people, soul food is an indulgence. It's often filled with cream and butter. But soul food from Soul Vegetarian Restaurant could be a daily indulgence. Vegan soul food may sound like an oxymoron, but Kalia Amiel says it's possible to keep the comfort in soul food while making it healthier.
Yes, it is considered soul food. Soul for us means your inner, your organs. The soul is your body. In the scriptures, it talks about the soul and the organs. So for us, the soul is your body. So you have to eat things that are good for you. So our specialty is creating healthy foods that you're familiar with that are good for you.
Vegan or not, people say soul food must be prepared with care and love. Christina Ha, Annenberg Radio News.
The city attorney says unlicensed contractors are cheating homeowners of hundreds of thousands of dollars annually. David Chong reports on the dangers of using unlicensed contractors and how you can make sure you're hiring the right person.
Vernita Johnson's Pastel Greenhouse sits on a quiet street near Slauson Avenue in South Los Angeles. She used to be able to do her laundry at home, but right now there's just a hole in the wall where the plumbing fixtures should be.
I'm a senior citizen. I worked hard for my money, and then I allowed someone to come in here and bilk me out of my money and didn't do a good job, didn't even finish what he started.
The 76-year-old woman was a victim of an unlicensed contractor who took her money and never finished the work on her two-bedroom home. Johnson is just one of a number of homeowners who are cheated out of hundreds of thousands of dollars each year by unlicensed contractors. City Attorney Rocky Degadia says his office is working closely with state agencies to prosecute violators.
And you know what? It's not just about victims losing money. It's also about safety. Shoddy work done by unlicensed contractors, some that cut corners, can cause serious injuries or even cause death.
Eric Jackson from the Contractor State License Board says consumers need to be vigilant when hiring contractors.
Our consumers out there need to take a proactive stance and protect themselves. Check the license number. You don't know who you're dealing with when you're dealing with an unlicensed contractor.
He recommends checking contractors' names against the State Contracting Board's website or calling their info line. The city attorney says homeowners should never pay more than $1,000 for down payment and make sure to get a written contract that specifies the project's costs, down payment, and the start and completion dates. David Chong, Annenberg Radio News.
Now back to our top story. Los Angeles is the largest city in the nation to make a call to end the war in Iraq. Today, the city council passed a resolution calling for immediate troop withdrawal. Danya Burakoff talked to some local L.A. residents to see what they think about the war.
The University Village near USC hosts the largest Army recruitment center for South Los Angeles. Despite a drop in enlistments nationwide, an Army recruiter there told me the number of people joining has been steady in this region. He says his office enlists 10 to 12 people each month. I talked to about half a dozen local residents at the University Village to hear their opinions on the war. Most of them expressed feelings against it. John Peronian is one of them.
War in Iraq, it's just wasting money and time, and we are very sorry we're losing our kids in there because of nothing. Yeah, it is a freedom. They're fighting for freedom, but right now, it's not a war for freedom, it's a war for oil.
But even as the war becomes more unpopular, the U.S. Army is meeting its mission to enroll 80,000 Americans every year for active duty and 26,000 in Army Reserve Services. Recruiters say common incentives for people to enlist in the Army include job security, education, and signing bonuses. Since the war began in 2003, the Pentagon has raised salaries several times. But the military has lowered the standards for enlistees. There are more high school dropouts and people with police records. But regardless of who serves in the Army, many LA residents want the soldiers putting their lives at risk to return to safe ground.
Because when you look at it down there, there's a lot of people dying, there's a lot of soldiers dying.
But it's sad that we're losing a lot of good men and women. And, whether it be right or wrong, they're there.
Since the war began, more than 3,500 Americans have been killed. More than 100 of them were from Los Angeles. Danya Burakoff, Annenberg Radio News.
Leland Lubinsky is a Vietnam veteran who lives in Southern California. In the late 1960s, he helped organize the West Coast contingent of Vietnam veterans against the war. I talked with Lubinsky today about his views on the L.A. City Council vote.
There's a whole lot of real things you can do if you were against this war, but passing a resolution at the City Council will mean nothing other than they're scared of an anti-war vote.
Is that your personal view, or do you think the Vietnam Veterans Against the War as a whole would probably feel that way?
Well, I can't speak for them as a whole, but I would imagine that I'm not too far out of their line with not only the rest of the vets, but most people. Aren't most people thoroughly against the war in this country? So what's stopping us from beginning to address the issues that this war has brought? Brought forward the continuing fiscal weaknesses of our civic institutions, the increasing degradation of our civil rights, the continued abuse of our veterans by the government, the horrible toll in human life the war in Iraq is taking on Iraqis.
And so you're saying this would basically just be an empty gesture on the part of the LA City Council?
Yes.
Leland Lubinsky helped organize the Southern California chapter of Vietnam Veterans Against the War. Now we check in with Ashley Chang to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Well, thanks, Jennifer. Well, tonight we're covering a new story on a new urban housing development, which officially opened today. It's huge. It's 7 stories, 449 apartment complex. It's located on Wilshire in Vermont. And officials are hoping it will hope to reduce traffic congestion because it's right underneath the Red Line Metro stop. We interviewed representatives from the Metro, Urban Partners, and actually someone who lives there. We're also covering a story on a large water main near LAX, which broke this morning. It closed the Sepulveda Boulevard off-ramp off the 105. And that's about it, Jennifer, so I'll see you from the desk.
Thanks, Ashley. A new queen was crowned earlier today. 17-year-old Dusty Gibbs from Arcadia is the 2008 Rose Queen. Gibbs was chosen as queen from the 7 princesses named last week. She will preside over ceremonies leading up to the Tournament of Roses parade and the Rose Bowl game. For information on today's stories, including more ways to protect yourself from contractor fraud, look on our website story page. That's it for Annenberg Radio News. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jennifer Chapsky.